Billy in Texas has a question about a water heater. How can we help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I live in an 11 by 60 mobile home, and it's just me and my wife, and our electric bill has been running us anywhere from $200 to $300 a month or more during the summer times. But I have a 50-gallon water heater, and I'm debating over whether I should go to gas or go to a smaller electric.
Billy, do you have air conditioning also running in the summer?
Yes, we do.
Is that a central system or is that like a window unit?
No, it's central.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think probably those are the two most costly appliances to operate in your home, the central air conditioning and the water heater. Now, with respect to the water heater, do you have a timer on that?
No, sir.
All right, so let me give you a little trick of the trade here that can actually cut your water bill in half or even less than that, and that is to install a 240-volt timer on the water heater, because the water heater actually will maintain the water in a very hot to warm condition for most of the day without it running very many hours at all. So a timer basically goes on the circuit. It sort of goes, you split the wire between the water heater and the circuit breaker. And of course, you need to be a qualified person to do this, either hire an electrician or, you know, if you're not familiar with electricity, get somebody that is to do the job, because we're talking about big current here.
Yes, sir.
But you install the water heater timer between the water heater and the circuit breaker, and essentially you set it so that it comes on, say, a couple of hours before you get up in the morning, stays on throughout morning showers, then it can go off for almost all day, and then come on again for a few hours in the evening. Generally, you're going to run this water heater about 8 to 10 hours a day instead of 24/7. That plus make sure the water temperature is set to around 110 degrees. That's as hot as you'll need it. And that will have a significant impact on the expense of running that water heater.
All right. Well, that sounds good to me.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now, Tom, if you're going to do something like laundry or run the dishwasher, mm-hmm. do you need to do that in that sort of chunk of time when you've allotted that the water heater is on? Or will you maintain enough hot water to do it, you know, in the nighttime when you're sleeping to run things or in the middle of the day?
Yeah, I think that 50 gallons is quite a lot of hot water, and you certainly could run your dishwasher or run a load of laundry without having to worry about having that water heater on throughout the entire period. Now, if you're going to do multiple loads, obviously, then you can't do that. But for the most part, that you could certainly run one load or more.
You know, because it's so much more energy efficient and energy smart to run your dishwasher at night, especially in the summer. So if you're not going to have the water heater on, it's good to know that you still can do that.
And your dryer. By
True.
The way, running that at night actually helps you avoid some of the cooling costs that you would incur due to the fact that the dryer will heat up your house as well.
And it heats it very efficiently.
Saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big.